after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay, dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J was good, my dude. You keep doing what you doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life in the Dust Live. This is your boy, Steady J. It's another beautiful Wednesday here in the show. I'm glad to have you in the building, as always. Man, it's hump day after dusk. Man, so many great things going on. So many bad things. Oh, just so much on the plate. It's ridiculous. Let's start from one as far as good things. Heck, we woke up this morning. We're able to live and breathing, whoop de whoop. Working out, man, this stuff, working out, it's pretty cool, man, because it became a regular part of my schedule now. Like, it's like when you just kind of just program yourself to do it, it's like you do anything else, it becomes second nature and you're able to go hard about it. So, yes, and tweeting at the show right now. There we go. All right, so today's show, we will be having our very special guest call into the show today. Chop it up with her all the way in Australia. It's my girl, Miss Tasha. Chop it up, her man. It's been a while since we got a chance to talk to her. And so much has changed in life since last being on here. Definitely can't wait to catch up with her. JoJo. We'll be checking into the show momentarily, and I know she's going to be talking so much noise, it's not even funny. I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to deal with this chick today, just talking all this trash because of Team One. So, yes, I know what to do with it. Now, if you notice on today's show's banner, which will be what we'll be having the banner as for the next few shows while this series is going on. We have a little show. The show banner has me on one side, JoJo on the other. There's the Dallas Mavericks look on my side and the Houston Rockets side look on her side. So, you know, it's just kind of like kind of just starts camaraderie. And, hey, you know, spruce up the show, man. Just, you know, celebrating because, hey, you root your teams on. And it's got more connection to it because both teams are facing each other in the playoffs, trying to make some moves. So let me go ahead and bring JoJo on. I see her in the building. What's up, JoJo?
I'm here. I'm so excited. We beat y'all last night. We won. That was game two. We still got to game three and four, and y'all are out of it.
So you really think it's going to be that easy? Don't answer. Oh, y'all, because she's so sure of herself, but she kept saying the other day, I'm not going to bet.
I'm not going to bet. This is pure love of us beating you. That's it.
That's how sure she was.
I told you, win or lose, I'm still behind the Rockets. I've been a diehard Rockets fan since I was a kid. Win or lose, I'm still behind them. It's just a plus that y'all lost the first two games. And if y'all win, you're going to win.
Y'all
were
at home.
Hopefully.
At home, by the way. Let's go ahead and make sure we make it clear.
So what?
The games were pretty close. I wouldn't sit there and get too crunk because, just saying. So here you go, man. We got. So, of course, there's been two games so far. The way it works, for those of y'all who don't know, it's a seven-game series. First team that reached four wins, wins the series. So, of course, they have two of the four they will need. That means that in order for the Mavericks to have a strong bid, they will have to win this next game for sure. I mean, they don't necessarily mean, because you don't never really want to go three straight losses in playoffs. It's really hard to come back from. Because that means if you lost three times in a row, that means you're going to have to win four. You're going to win four in a row. And,
I don't think y'all are going to win this next game.
Yeah, I think so. It's just something about they got something to prove now because now they deal with some fuckery for a certain person.
There was no fuckery involved. We won fair and square. Just deal with it.
Fuckery known as Rajon Rondo. Freaking quit! Hey, this dude basically quit, man. Failure to freaking launch, man. He basically quit out on us in the game. Then he just sitting there pouting on the side, just so removed. And now apparently his back is hurting. I mean, I'm not gonna, if his back is hurting for real, okay. But it's just too ironic that it's happening at this time. And if it's just your back hurting, then don't be so removed. If it was just an injury, you'd still be ruining your team more. But he was removed. He kind of just removed himself. Then when he went to the game, he picked up two quick fouls. Like nothing. Like, how do you pick up two fouls that quick? And one of them was a tech. I'm just done with him. And if he doesn't want to play for us anymore, bye. We don't have time for that. Like, I use an example for you, JoJo. And this is not saying that he would do that, but I'm just using him as an example. Let's say Dwight Howard, decided that he didn't want to play for the Rockets anymore, and so he just started, he basically just gave up on y'all during the game. Wouldn't you want his ass gone, too?
Speak of such horrible negativity.
Oh, God.
He's one of the
weak
players we don't
care
about.
We're just speaking of theoreticals. Rajon Rondo is a big key player. That's why I had to use that comparison. But, as far as that, wouldn't you want him gone, too, if he was just acting like, all of a sudden, he just gave up on y'all and then, just really not showing any interest in playing during the playoffs. Wouldn't you want him gone too?
If that kind of stuff is going on, yes, but it's not. So let's just look at the now of how we're winning. Let's look at that.
I mean, JoJo, come on. Like, sometimes I'm not trying to always trick you into something. I'm just using, in order for you to get to make a point here, I have to make that kind of comparison. I can't. This picking someone off the bench is not going to be a valuable thing. That's not going to be a key point. Like, picking someone off the bench versus someone who starts to make a valid point. No, that's why I'm using that. A person, and the reason why I say that, because just like with Rondo, y'all brought in Dwight Howard, who is a very key player, and most of the teams he's been on, to make something happen. And so that's why I picked him, because that's the same comparison of if he decided that, you know, he just got so removed. And that's just annoying. Like, no one wants to see their team. Like, it is one thing if you're trying and bad things happen, but if you just don't, you just flat out don't try, it pisses me off. I hate people who just don't try. So, that was just crazy. J.J. Watt was there. J.J. Watt. But
the next two games. And I said I didn't care that he was there, and my friend got mad at me. And I was just like, I don't care.
Because
you're
not
football.
A Rockies, you're not a football fan.
Yeah, I don't care about football.
Hey, but he's supporting y'all, so hey, you should support the fact that he's supporting y'all. But anyways, one of the things I saw. I mean, there's so much going on here. With Dallas Cowboys, man, Greg Hardy. As it stands, he's going to be suspended for 10 straight games. Wow, 10 games, y'all. Including bye week, there's 17 weeks in the NFL season. So he's going to miss 10 games. That is crazy. Like, wow. So theoretically, he's going to miss 11 straight weeks because – our bye week is week 6, so we'll be missing 11 straight weeks of him. That's ridiculous. So yes, and it's about that time for music break, and then we come back. We'll be chopping up some more. I'm about to check in on my guest, see what's going on with her. I know she's in a whole other part of him. She's a whole other hemisphere. So I know how that goes. We're going to go ahead and go to music break. First track coming at you now.
I'm violent. I'm the man, but did they know? No. Did they know? I'm the man, but did they know? No. Did they know? I'm the man, but did they know? No. Did they know? I'm the man, but did they know? No. Little did they know, I'm a man. Little did they know, rolling up dope in the shirt, got me slow. Pouring up the dude, started rolling up a fold. I be in the papers in the streets, in your hoe. All the women dying in the store, ran slow. King Louis banging like the folks in the mold. Might overdose if I take another dose. Can't fuck with you, ain't making no dope. These niggas working, they ain't working no more. I'm Neo, they on Asian flow. Video smoking dope with an Asian hoe. Throwing up L's, that's the way it go. I made it, bro, when they hate it, though. I just say so, it tastes that dope. Beat the pussy. Yeah, like I hate your hoe. Shoot him in until it in the face no more. Smoking like a young nigga trying to go pro. Smoking on death, call that so-so. Tell me like the gun ain't shooting no more. I know you don't know, cause you'll do a little more. I'm a big D, nigga, you a little hoe. We be out in Cali smoking O's back close. Go against the team and you gun get exposed. Rap and say shots, nigga, out to the O's. I'm the man, little did they know? Little did they know? I'm the man, little did they know? Little did they know? I'm the man, little did they know? Little did they know, I'm the man. Little did they know, little did they know, I'm the man. Little did they know, bump a nigga hunchy like tell me when to go. No love, making back to making that dough. Who the fuck are you, bitch? I own move, boo. Swagging in my Louis and I own goose too. I'm slow mo, cause I'm on 2-2s. Every money got my pockets on Bruce. 30 Papa 2s, but I'm still cool. Do a whole bad, tell a bitch roof. Acting how to get, bitch, you ain't loop proof. These niggas ain't me, no, they ain't too cool. Cause too strong, bitch, free, be smooth. You can be smooth, but we can eat too. Send this bitch up, man, it's all on you. Shoot a nigga down, make him fall on you. More rounds popping out, getting all on you. Old money at the factory, it fall on you. Lean Walgreens and the guns are true. Every nigga with me, arms in the shoot. Ball like a hoop. Fuck a nigga business, though the tools call it cool. Bitches on dick, hella love in the crew. Every day I win, call me double you. These niggas hate these bitches, love Lulu. Fuck you. I'm a man, but did they know? Little did they know, I'm the man. Little did they know, I'm the man. Little did they know, I'm the man. Whether did they know? No. Whether did they know? I'm the man. Whether did they know? No. Whether did they know? I'm wildin', wildin'.
All right, we're coming to another song break momentarily, but I see somebody I know. I see, whenever I see those numbers, whenever I see weird numbers like that, that means they're not anywhere from in the country. That means they're from a whole another continent that's all the way in the future somewhere. So if I'm not mistaken, that's got to be about me, my great friend all the way in Australia, my girl, Miss Tasha, am I right?
You are right. Hi.
There we go. Okay, I was going crazy. Okay, what's
oh,
up, what's
so
up?
How are you? Oh, my God.
I know it's been so long.
I know. It's been a long, long time. Seriously. Yeah. I've just been busy. Really busy with work, getting married and stuff. Being a housewife and all.
That's a pretty good
it's
excuse.
Awesome
I mean,
thing.
It's not an excuse to feel bad about.
Yeah, that's true.
Well,
I am
you know,
since
you've been
gone,
you missed my co-host. I mean, well, since you've gone, you know how this show goes. There's been a lot of transitions throughout the times that you've been gone. But
of course.
You know, I have a co-host. Yes, my co-host JoJo, who's in Houston, not too far from me.
Okay. Hi, JoJo.
Yeah, I was.
Hi.
You want to introduce
yourself?
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Debbie.
Tasha, don't fall for it, because she's like being quiet. But before you got on the show, she was like, give me the hardest. She's like playing a game. She's going to try to reel you in and make you to get you on her side and make you feel like she's the innocent one, and then she's gonna come out of nowhere and get me,
because
she was ripped me a new one right before you came on the show about basketball.
Doing such
really?
A thing, I don't know what you're talking about.
See. Oh, okay. Now I'm the crazy one. I see how this is going to go. But, okay, so kind of catch us up, you know, what's been going on. I know you said you got married. Congratulations. You know, I've said it a dozen times already. Now I've said it on the air with you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yeah, my God, it's such a crazy story the way it all happened. But honestly, best decision I ever made. He's amazing. And, yeah, I don't know. Life is really good. We're both working hard. We've both got two full-time jobs. Like, he's got a full-time job, I've got a full-time job. And then we've got our own business as well. So we're really busy. We've just got no time. Today I've taken the day off. I was like, I need a day off because I haven't had a day off in a long time. And, so I took the day off today. We've got visitors coming next week from overseas. So I needed the day to kind of, you know, spring clean the house kind of thing. My house is clean, but just to spring clean it, throw everything out. And that's it. So that's why I thought, you know what, I'm actually free today. I'm so glad your show was today or tonight. Your time.
Yes, it worked out. Yeah, because
like,
I forget that magic
like
trick.
It's like 10 in the morning.
Like, yo, so how, yo, I, because we
yeah,
always had this game we used to play
in the morning
where,
on Thursday.
Sorry, we always had this game we used to
up.
Play because.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, you fine. We had this game we used to play because you're far, you know, you're all the way, you know, you said it's Thursday. It's 10 a.m. Thursday over there, people. Those are just, that's how crazy the time difference is. So we obviously had this game we played where we ask you what the future is, because you're already in tomorrow. We're still in today. You know, how is tomorrow? Is tomorrow going to be a good day for us?
Tomorrow is going to be a fantastic day. The weather will be, fine. The weather will be fine. Not too hot, not too cold. Summer, autumn.
That's pretty
spring.
Accurate.
It's springtime.
Because I'm in Texas,
yes?
So that's about right. That's about right.
Hold on. It is springtime there, right?
Yes. It's like, in Texas,
okay,
it doesn't really go.
So
Texas, this is how it works. I don't really think we can even call it springtime. It's like we have springtime for like 2 weeks, and then all of a sudden it's summer. Because the weather here just, it gets really hot out of nowhere.
Of course, Texas being so hot. Yeah, that's crazy. Well, get your allergy tablets out, because there's a lot of pollen in the air tomorrow.
Yes.
sun is shining, birds are chirping. It's actually a really beautiful day here today, actually. I might go outside and have my coffee.
What I like about the summer is less clothes. The women start wearing less clothes in the summer. That's what I like about it.
Of course you do, Seti. Of course you do.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
I'm just keeping it real.
I see things haven't changed with you.
Well, no, you can't quite say that. I mean, last Sunday, two Sundays ago, whatever. That marked my start of becoming single again. So, yeah, see, I was being good, and then I'm back to being single, so now the bad side is back out again.
And you were really a good boy. I'm so proud of you.
Yes, I was a really good boy. Yes, but
that is so good.
Yes, but now Seti J Triple X is back.
And I'm just Miss Tasha. Or Mrs. Tasha, sorry.
Right. Hey, I know what goes on in marriages. You can't fool me. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
You know, I still told people about the kangaroo story.
Oh my God, which one? Oh, where I
which
yeah,
one?
Oh, Seti,
really,
you
what,
don't know.
Is that the infamous one?
What?
There's one I know of. I know there was another one. There was the one where you ran over the kangaroo.
Stop it, Seti. Don't bring back bad memories. That was not my fault.
JoJo, she hit a kangaroo, JoJo. She hit a kangaroo.
JoJo, he makes it sound like, okay, it was bad. I did, and it died. But it was, they're dumb. They are so dumb. JoJo, listen to me, okay? don't listen to him. He makes him sound like a bad person. I was driving, it was dark. And they like lights. They are attracted to lights. And this stupid thing jumped in front of my car last minute, so I hit it. You have to. You have to hit it. Because they say not to swerve. Because country roads and general roads, in general, they're just dangerous. So if you swerve, you could still, you know. So it was not my fault. It jumped out in front of my car. It had a death wish. It was trying to commit suicide, Seti.
Did it live?
He succeeded. Hmm?
Did the kangaroo live?
No, it died.
I cried
all the way home, but this is my fault. Betty, why did you have to bring that up? Look, now she thinks I'm a bad person.
At least it's not like that giraffe you found with that white girl that took a picture next to it smiling.
Yeah, that was pretty creepy. She was, she killed this kangaroo and she was smiling next to it. Who killed me, that kangaroo, giraffe? Who kills a giraffe? That is crazy.
Oh, that blonde bitch. I want to fucking kill her. I am so sorry. I don't even know who she is. I want to fucking, I want to kill her and lay down next to her. Be like, yeah, bitch. Oh, my God. I would, you know, that's not nice. See, she does it for fun. I killed a kangaroo by accident. That's a stupid thing, Betty. I'm not dangerous.
It is
I can't even become a crazy person. Jojo, I am not crazy. I will never kill anybody.
No.
I won't even kill a fly.
Hey, no. Hey, Jojo, can't say that because Jesse got a date. She said she was going to kill somebody. So she can't even point her finger at you.
Who else am I going to kill?
I'm not going to name any names for the person she said she's going to kill, but she said it.
I didn't say, are you talking about Kevin? I didn't say I wanted to kill him. I said I wanted to whoop his ass. There's a difference.
Okay. Well, see, it was pretty violent as well.
It's not violent. He's not going to have any bruises. I told him I wouldn't leave any marks.
What? You see how it sounds? Like, that's crazy.
She sounds
what is
sweet.
What is she talking about?
She sounds sweet.
That's
Betty.
What scares you. You sound sweet. See, that's what scares me. It's like, y'all sound sweet. And, yeah, that's what scares me. Y'all get us, y'all reel us in, and y'all kill us. Yes. So some of the big mumbles you did that is I remember, man, like, some of the people you had the chance to interview, like, and, oh, I remember the one showcase, you, I remember you, how much in love you were with Genuine, and you got a chance to get on that show, and you were like, yes, you were going nuts.
I kind of was. I told my husband, like, you know, I love you and everything, but if Genuine ever asked me to marry him, I would divorce. No, I wouldn't.
Damn!
I wouldn't, no. I'm joking. My husband knows I love him. I would never. No. Even, you know what?
Don't
this is how much
me.
I love him.
Just
even
Jojo
Genuine could not
too.
Replace my husband.
Huh?
It's not
I was saying that.
I'm not married.
Jojo
I
has
want to get married.
She said, if she got married, you know, let's say if Jojo was married, the person she would leave her husband for would be Channing Tatum.
Everybody
she makes
knows
that,
that.
Very
that's
clear.
Why I can't get married. I've already made it clear. If I get my hands on Channing Tatum, that's it. There's no way
to get married. He's hot.
God, why'd they make Magic Mike?
Yes, it's coming out in July, and I plan to be
God.
There on the first night.
Oh, Lord. Why? Why y'all doing this to me?
But he's hot.
I'm
going to
go
taste.
See him at night.
You good taste.
You know what? I'm going to move to California. I'm going to move to California because that's where he's at.
Oh, Lord.
I'm going to support my Rockets from California.
God, pray for us all. Pray for us all.
You don't need to pray because he's not going to be complaining. He's going to be A-OK.
Good girl.
Another key interview I remember you doing was a Pretty Ricky interview. That was really good.
Oh, my God.
See, you have all
that was insane. I don't even know how the hell I did that.
Yes, like you. That was a fun.
Sorry.
Like check into well. I mean, because you had the juice. I mean, everyone loves Tasha. That's what it is. Like that's what it is. It's like everyone loves Tasha. So, how could they say no?
I have no idea how I actually did that, honestly.
On
Twitter,
I don't know
just randomly just chatting.
How the heck did we do 24 straight hours of birthday celebrations? That's what I want to know. Like, we celebrated your birthday
insane.
For 24 straight hours? That was crazy.
Yeah.
Like, we had a show for
that
all
was
24.
Insane.
There was a different show for all 24 hours. Like, it was this show for this many, for like 2 hours, and this show for 2 hours. This show, like, how the heck
mine,
did we do
it? Whose was it? It was me, you, Goofy, Smelly, I think, oh my God, who else did, I can't even remember.
Oh, Sweet, had one on. And then, because Goofy comes on twice, so Goofy did two. Sound
yeah,
out
that's
how
right, he did
I
two.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was between all that,
I'm
going to
show you guys.
Mother knows another two. So, yeah, we made, it was like, what the heck? I think, yeah, you never, I'm like, how did she never went to sleep. She was awake for 24 hours on radio shows. How the heck?
Hey, hold on. Wasn't that for my birthday?
That was your birthday. Yes.
Yes, it was. See, that's why I was awake, Sadie. It was my birthday. I didn't want to waste a minute.
I know, but 24 hours? Like, you're way better than me. I get turked up, but it ain't going to be for no 24 hours.
I think I slept 24 hours after that. To make up the time for it. No, I don't know. But, yeah, that was a good day and night and day.
And I listened to an old episode, too, like far back, because when we did an anniversary show, I went back and listened to some old shows. And I remember it was a show with you and Lola on at the same time. And everyone was just going nuts.
Me and
they wanted to know where all these accents. Remember Little Lola?
Oh, Lola from New Zealand.
Yeah. Like, everyone's going nuts because they knew, oh my God, we got to get them both on the show at the same time. And those accents, everyone's going nuts.
Oh my God, have you heard from her? How is she?
I've been trying to find. I was like, I don't know how to find her. Oh, I'm going nuts. I was actually on the prowl trying to see if I could find her. Like, some weeks ago, I was like, let me see if I can find her. Like, I haven't, like, I've listened to the show, and I was like, wow. Hey, yeah, I haven't heard from her in forever. I see you on Facebook all the time. But I'm like, I don't have her stuff, so now I won't know. Like, oh, no. But, yeah, it was you, Lola, and it was Mina Holiday on this episode. Let's do it. Goofy. And Mouse was on there. And
yeah.
Wow,
oh,
that was Mousy. That show was wow. That show was pretty wild. I listened to that. I was like, what the heck am I listening to? It's getting a little bit too whoa. It's getting too wild. Because you know Goofy just always takes it there. And he said that freaking joke when the taco joke, pink taco. I want to take my stuff, my meat, and give you a grilled stuffed burrito. God,
oh
like,
my goodness,
like, bro, like, Goofy. What a crazy Mexican people I know. Well, Mexican slash Italian, but I know in my life. Like, he's wild.
That's crazy.
I was like,
I love Goofy.
But yes.
He's amazing.
I know. I told him he got to call in. Not when I had posted. I'm going to hit him up. Get his inbox. Say, you need to call in, bastard. Oh, yeah. I told him.
No, you have to say bastard.
Didn't I say I was going to try to do a
bad
accent?
Yeah.
My
accent. But he's not a bastard. He's amazing. Yeah, go try.
He's
Let me just entertain me.
I'll give you. And was that A?
What?
That wasn't good. That wasn't a good
answer. Go ahead.
Okay, try again. Hello, Tasha. This is Sadie.
Oh, my God. No. No. Oh, you did really well, Sadie.
She played me, man. She played
you
me.
You actually sound English. It's quite funny. Every American that tries to speak like Aussie sounds English. It's quite funny.
It's
the
hard
next time you're
in English,
try and speak like an Aussie, and you'll fit in.
Like wanker, like say something like that.
Wanker.
Yes. See, I said that pretty good, didn't I?
Yeah.
Wanker. Yes.
Yep. Yeah. Wanker. Yeah. Well done. Well done, Teddy.
See, JoJo, I tell you, I can talk an Australian accent.
Yeah, one word. Woohoo! So proud of you.
That's gonna be my new word. That's gonna be my new word I'm gonna use on Mr. Or I almost called him his nickname that I would not call him. That's gonna be my new voice I'm gonna use, or Chuck. I'm gonna use my Australian accent and call him a wanker.
Accent. Call him a wanker.
So.
Do you actually know what a wanker is?
Well, for Don Under. Yes, I know what a wanker is because you told me the loo. Well, they say the loo in the UK. But I remember you calling someone a wanker.
Wanker, yeah.
Oh, you know I got. Can you still? You know what you got to do for me. You know what you got to do for me one good time. I have not heard in a while. It's a trip me out. You know I'm gonna ask you, right?
I actually have no idea what you're gonna ask me. My answer may be no, but go ahead.
Let me think of it. What was it? Oh, do I make you Rondi, baby?
Oh my God! Do I make you Randy, baby? Yeah.
Yes! Ah, yes! JoJo, I can be good for the rest of the year now. I got that out. My system.
You're funny.
I don't care if the Mavericks lose now. After that one, I don't even care anymore.
Oh my goodness, that's funny.
Well, what are we going to do?
I am looking for my kitten. I have a kitten.
You have a kitten?
I have a kitten, a little kitten. She is so freaking cute. She's like 4 weeks, 5 weeks old. I found her. She's an orphan kitten. I found her in my garden. And she was like 3 weeks old. She was tiny. Her eyes were still closed, everything. The mum left her. And so I took her and I went to the vet and I was like, you know, can you tell me how old she is and what I need to do? I said, because I've never looked after a kitten this small. And she was like, you know, you need to give her, like, bottle feed her. Like, I've got a little bottle. It's so cute. And she just sucks from the bottle. She's adorable. And now she's a fucking little shit. She's like, apparently all grown up and stuff and, you know, runs around the house and jumps on everything and rips my feet and my hands. I have scars all over my hands. I actually look like the person that's trying to commit suicide. And she just runs amok. This is her house and no one else's. And now she's hungry.
Yeah, you always have to take really good care of your pussy.
Oh my God. Yeah,
you'll take care of your pussy acts really stubborn.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Wait, you want to hear my pussy say it?
I'm not going to play with you today. I'm not going to do it.
Sorry, it started.
Oh, man. Okay, we're going to come right back after this song break. I did hear your pussy.
Stop that.
Puss.
Call it a kitten.
Puss.
Kitten.
Kitten. All right, so hold on. We're going to go to this song and we'll be back. So hold on. We'll be back.
Calling my river to let it know I'ma be on my way. Missing how the river flows, even though it's only been a couple of days. Cause it be raining and complaining, and you got that water made for drinking. Baby, if I drown tonight, it's all worth it for you. I don't need no risk. I'ma hold my breath and say it, baby. Catch me not go
to lunch. So yes. right, so, Tasha, my other great question. I got some other great questions for you. You know, as far as getting, you know, the process of getting married, like how did you personally come into love? Because it's a hard thing, and we need to dig into your brain and figure out, you know, maybe you know some secret we don't know. It's always interesting to find out from people.
So my story is crazy. People are going to think I'm even crazier than what I already am.
Like, what? Really?
Okay, because, really. Because I can't just start to tell you because you probably think I'm even crazier. I have to tell you the story. Can I tell you the story? It takes a few minutes, okay?
Yes.
Okay, so I was a travel agent and everything, so I booked myself a holiday to London return so I could go on a Contiki tour over there and just tour around Europe to quite a few countries. And the very last minute, my Contiki tour was cancelled. And so I was like, what the fuck am I going to do in London for 3 weeks? I never wanted to even go to London, like, but that's where the tour was starting, so that's why I booked it. And so my mom, she was like, why don't you go to Macedonia? I'm like, oh, no, I really don't want to, because everybody that goes to Macedonia ends up coming back married because they're crazy, because that's how Macedonians do it. And I was just like, I don't want to get married. I've come to terms with the fact that I'm never going to find anybody, you know, because everybody I found was just a loser. And my mom's just like, well, just go see your auntie. You don't have to get married. I was like, all right. I said, I might as well, because while I'm over there, I might as well just go there. So I hadn't seen my auntie since I was 12 years old. So I thought, you know what, I will. I'll go see her. And plus my uncle passed away a couple of years before that, so she's all by herself and stuff. So it was all good. So I ended up booking my flight, going over there, and I called my mom, and I'm like, yeah, I made it safe. And she's like, oh, you know, you should go see a bayachka. I might start talking Macedonian, right? You're probably not going to understand, but I'll translate. So she goes, you have to go see a bayachka. Now, a bayachka is like a healer, and Macedonians are very spiritual people, and they believe in healing, and they believe in, you know, black magic and things like that. And there's people that can heal you from black magic if you've got it, because they believe in black magic. I never believed it. And I was like, you know, Mom, I don't have black magic on me, because her and my auntie both thought I had black magic on me because I was 33 years old, not married, you know, still single. So my auntie's like, you know, I'll take you to one tomorrow. I was like, listen, I don't want to go see one because there's nothing wrong with me. It just happened in my time. I've been too busy traveling and stuff. So, you know, I don't even know if I'm destined to get married. And anyway, so to do my mom and my auntie a favor, especially my auntie, I felt sorry for her, I went. And I met this lady, and she opened the door and she's all smiling and happy. I'm looking at her like, fuck, she's really fucking happy. Like, she was just like cheesing from ear to ear. And then she's like, I've been waiting for you. I said, what are you talking about? And she goes, you have to come back on Thursday. She goes, and I'll tell you everything. I was like, all right, fine. So I went back on Thursday. She told me I had to do a couple things before I went back and to take something with me. And, so I went back on the Thursday, and she's like, so why are you here? And I said, well, apparently you know everything. I said, so you tell me. Because she's kind of like, not a psychic either. She talks to people, to heebie-jeebies. I don't know. But she does something. And she was like, she goes, I know that you're here for magia, which is like that black magic. And she goes, but you don't have magia. And I'm like, okay. And she goes, that's why you're still single and that's why they brought you here, right? I was like, yeah. She goes, well, you know, I've got a brother who's single. And I'm like, oh, my God, I don't want to fucking get married. Like, oh, because every single Macedonian will try and set you up with someone. And, you know, like the night before, my cousin decided to be a real hero and set me up. on a blind date, and I didn't actually know. I thought we were just going out for drinks, and this dude just comes up, and he's sitting across from me at the table, and he's just looking at me with his big fucking googly eyes. He looked like the sloth. You know the sloth? That's what he fucking looked like. And he just stared all night and freaked me the fuck out. And I was like, look. And I said to this lady, I was like, listen. I said, it was a disaster last night. I said, my cousin tried to set me up with someone. I said, you know, and without me knowing, I thought we'd just go out for drinks. I said, I'm not interested in meeting anyone. She goes, listen, I told my brother about you. I spoke to him on the phone. He's willing to take you out for coffee. I was like, well, I'm not willing to go. She's like, you can't be fighting this. She goes, because you just need to meet him, okay? You need to meet him. I was like, fine. I said, fine. I said, I'll call him. And, you know, and then I thought about it, and I thought, you know, I'm not looking to get married. I'll just make that quite clear to him. And we can just go out, because my cousins and my nieces and nephews, like, they all go to university and they work and stuff. So I had no friends pretty much there. So I thought, you know what, he is single. He can take me out. And she was like, look, when you get home, look him up on Facebook, give him a call, and just meet up with him. She goes, there's no harm in meeting up, right? I'm like, that's right. So I looked him up on Facebook and gave him a call and everything. We were talking on the phone. I said to him, I said, first things first, I said, I'm not looking to get married. He goes, good, because neither am I. He goes, my sister's breaking my balls. I have to take you out for coffee. I was like, fine. I said, well, we can go out. I said, I'm here for another 3 weeks. You can take me out whenever you're free or whatever. I said, so it's all good. He's like, sweet. He goes, I'll come tomorrow. So he came the next day, which was the Friday. He picked me up from my auntie's house. He got out of the car, and I turned around to my auntie, and I go, I'm going to fucking marry this man. I just knew. As soon as I saw him, my heart just fell to the floor. I just knew, which is insane. And then we ended up going out for coffee. And then it was freezing, mind you. It was snowing over there. It was absolutely freezing. It was like -6 degrees. And, you know, I live in a country where it doesn't fucking get cold. So I absolutely froze my ass off. And so we ended up having this coffee and then going out for pizza because we were both hungry at that time. And yeah, we just talked and talked and talked. Like, there was no quiet moment. Like, you know when you're on a date or just even catching up with someone and it just gets awkward, like there's no conversation? There was none of that.
Yes.
It was just talking the whole time. It was amazing. And then his friend ended up calling and saying, look, we're going home. Are you guys coming? This was like 4 hours later. So he was like, look, he goes, before we head home, he goes, let's go past my sister's house so she can actually see that we've met up, so she's not breaking my balls. I said, that's fine. I said, I have nothing else to do. We ended up going to his sister's house, and we're sitting around on the couch and everything, and he's like, you know, mind you, when we were walking from the coffee place to the pizza place, he was holding my hand, and we shared a kiss and stuff. It was just like a real nice, soft kiss. It was nothing too long, you know, like people pretty much having sex on the street. I know, he's so cute. And then her husband comes home and he's like, oh, look at you two on the couch. You know, you two make a really cute couple. And because his hand was on top of my hand, you know, it was like we were back in high school again. It was really cute. And then he turns around to my husband's sister, and he goes, that's it, I'm going for a shower, I'm going for a shave, go iron my pants and my shirt, we're going home to Korenica, which is the village that my husband's from. He goes, we're taking her home as the bride. And I was like, I'm looking at them, I'm like, you people are fucking crazy. And I looked at him and I'm like, is he being for real? And he goes, yeah, he's actually serious. And I went, oh, my God, no, this can't be happening. And I started laughing because I laugh when I get nervous. And because I'm in a strange house with strange people around me, people that I've just met, and they're talking about taking me home as his bride kind of thing. And then he turns around to me and he goes, well, He goes, did you feel what I felt today? And I was like, well, yeah, but this is crazy. He goes, well, let's just get married. He goes, why just waste time? And I was like, okay. And that was it. We got engaged after 4 hours. Four hours after meeting each other, we got engaged. And then I went and got my suitcases from my auntie's house. I went out for coffee. I came home to get my suitcases to tell her that I'm getting married and that I'm going with him. And so I ended up going with him, and my three-week holiday turned into an 8-week holiday to begin with, and we registered our marriage after 3 weeks. And it was just crazy. And then I came back to Australia and bought my wedding dress and, you know, got my parents and stuff, and we went back to Macedonia, had our wedding in October. And, yeah, we've been married ever since. And we celebrated our 2-year anniversary on the 7th of April. And we're just disgusting. We're so disgustingly in love. It's crazy. It's like they say, you know, do you believe in love at first sight? I believe it was something. I knew I was going to marry him as soon as I saw him. I don't know how or why, I just knew. And I turned around to my auntie and I said, I'm going to marry him. And she just looked at me like, you're fucking crazy because you've been anti-marriage like your whole life. Well, not my whole life, but I just came to the acceptance that I would never get married. And yeah, 4 hours later, I was engaged to this random guy who my sister-in-law now dreamt of me in the dream. And she knew my name when I came there, because she said, I've been waiting for you. Your name's Natasha. We share the same name because her name's Natasha as well. She's like, you know, and that's why she was forcing me to meet her brother, because she knew that we were supposed to get married. So she knew all this, but she didn't actually tell us. She just went in a roundabout way. And yeah, it's, and you know, honestly, like, it didn't take me long to fall in love with him because he's so amazing. And I couldn't imagine my life without him, because he's just the best. You just know when you find that person, you just know. But I believe that because I heard that a lot, and I was just like, yeah, you're full of shit. But it's actually true. So yes,
it takes
I'm crazy.
Me more than 4 hours.
I got engaged after
to figure out. Yeah, it took me more than 4 hours to figure out if I'm going to take someone on a second date, let alone marry them, or get engaged in 4 hours.
Yeah, I know. My story is crazy, but it's true. That's exactly how it happened.
Like, whoa.
And
like,
we're still happy.
You get all these wild stories on here. Like, they're true, but they're, like, juicy. Like, people are like, going to listen back to this episode and go, wow. Like, that is, like, what? I mean, entertainment. Like, that's entertainment. 4 hours?
I know.
Wow.
4 hours.
I'm sitting here like, that relationship lasted for a month. So that relationship just did that. So wow, I'm just sitting back like, whoa.
Oh my goodness. But I don't know. You know what, Seti, when you find her, you will be like, you know what, Tasha was right. You just know, because you just do. I don't know if everyone does, but I did. And I've heard it before, like, you just know when you meet that person, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, yeah, you're fucking full of shit. But seriously, it's true, I knew. And the way things happened, like, it was just meant to be. Like, I was going to cancel my flight over to London because I thought, you know, my Kentucky tour was cancelled. My mom's like, go see your auntie. I wasn't really excited about going to Macedonia. But I was on the phone with the airlines to cancel my ticket. She took the phone, she hung up. She goes, you're going. I was like, all right, I'm going. Fine, I'll go. And that's, if it wasn't for my mom, I wouldn't have gone. So I thank my mom every day for what she did, because it just, yeah. I got married. And then I ended up going back. I ended up spending a whole year over there in total. the whole of 2013, the beginning of 2014. And, yeah, it was amazing. Like, honestly, if you ever want a destination that's just random, go to Macedonia. It is fucking phenomenal. I didn't actually realize how amazing my country is. And I actually want to go live over there, but, yeah, our five-year goal is to move back eventually. But, yeah, that's my story. So I just believe that, you know, you grow to love that person. And I still to this day am not getting to know him. Well, yeah, getting to know him, because you learn something new every day. I learn something new every day about him, which makes me love him even more. And he learns something new about me, which makes him love me even more. And I just believe that the key to a really good marriage, like the way we are, we communicate without holding back, no secret. Like, he knows everything about me, I know everything about him. You know, and just be open and honest and always communicate. Don't shut each other out when you have a fight or whatever. And even if you have an argument, don't go to bed angry, you know. Make sure you kind of discuss it before you go to sleep. And never leave the house without saying I love you. And that's it. And the woman should cook and clean and be the good little housewife that she is. And the man, you know, can enjoy that. As long as his stomach is full, he's happy.
Okay, so I got a surprise for you. Oh, Miss Tasha, I got a surprise. Oh, I see. All right, so if I'm not mistaken, the person who's on the air is, if I'm not mistaken, that is this person who's speaking on this.
Hello, everybody. This is Miss Computer Lady, WMCL. And whenever I'm not busy,
is that you, Miss Computer Lady, if I'm not mistaken?
Miss Computer Lady. Oh, my God. Hey there, everybody. Hey, Miss Tasha. How you doing, babe?
Hey, my baby. I'm good. How are you?
I am doing good, girl. Great to hear your voice, and I miss you, and I am glad things are going well.
Thank you. I miss you, too. Oh, you're so sweet for calling in. Oh, I'm going to cry.
Oh no.
No, I'm an emotional person.
You're right. But it's a
good
thing.
Oh, that's so cute.
You are so welcome.
How are you? How are you?
I'm doing good. Just a few challenges. But other than that, doing good. Still have the show. I'm sure Cindy probably mentioned that there are those of us who are still hanging around as long as we can.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. And you know what? That's a beautiful thing. It sucks that I can't call in as often as what I do. Like, every chance I get, like, I'll randomly call onto a show, but it's very rare because, you know, especially with the time difference, like, I'm usually at work right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it sucks because I miss you guys so much. But, yeah, every day that I have a chance to actually call in, I will. So, at least you guys are still around. Just don't forget me.
Oh, no, not a chance. No, not forgetting you. No, just hearing your voice brings back up. Wonderful memories. And Cedi, thanks for that drop. I was like, oh my God, that really brought back a memory.
I figured I'd sneak one up on you or her at the same time. Like, you didn't see that coming. Like, what the heck just happened?
Oh, no, that's quite all right. That's a beautiful one. That reminds me, I need to do an updated one for you, Cedi.
Yeah, I know. I didn't change some of the stuff. Goodness.
Wow. But, oh, man, this also brings back memories, too, of you know, visiting each other's shows. And sometimes,
yes,
depending on our time zones, we'd be like, everybody like, what's wrong with you? You know, we'd be saying, this, and that. We talk this person, we talk this show, we talk cell phones, we tired as I don't know what.
Yes.
We stayed up all day, all night.
You did two shows.
Well, you guys.
Yeah. Man.
You guys get to stay up all night. I have to wake up extra early to call into the shows back then, because people used to do shows quite early. So I'd have to wake up, like, really early and get up out of bed and call in, sound half asleep. But it was worth it.
Yes, it was.
Well, I used to do the late night shows, like, around 1 o'clock a.m. Like, what was I thinking?
Yes. What was it, 1 till 3 or 1 till 4 or something? That was crazy.
Yeah, it's like, sometimes it was 1 to 3, sometimes it was 1 to 4. And
right.
Especially if it was Friday night, you didn't know what was going to be said.
Exactly. Wait a minute. You know, your show sometimes, and then Goofy show, and then Sweet D Love show.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah. It was a lot. Like, you had it. It would go like this. It would go Goofy. I'd come from Goofy show. No, it'd be
right.
From Sound Off Now show. Then you
right,
go
right.
to Goofy. Then you go to Sweet show. And then you had me late at night. It was like, what the heck? How did we go back to back? It was like exciting. It was like you ain't gonna watch TV, but you weren't like that excitement of going to those shows. You're like, okay, they make it a little bit harder if you use a chat room now. That's what I hate. It's like, it's a chore. It's easier to listen to the shows now because of the mobile capabilities, but they gotta fix that chat room. But you know, since when has BTR chat room ever been good? Always been kind of,
Yeah, but you know what, though? Now, for anybody listening, let me take you really back. Remember them times in the chat rooms when they were able to have the improvement of being able to upload a picture?
Oh, yes, the pictures
yes,
and the videos.
I remember that.
Yep.
Yes.
You can change the background of your chat room if you wanted to. Now that was my favorite part. I get to experiment with background.
Oh, you're so adorable.
The dolphin that was jumping up in the sky.
God.
Yes. That was one of my favorite ones.
Oh, but no, because I remember, when, like, because they had the really crappy chat room, and they were always it'd be the ghost in the chat room.
Yeah.
And like all of a sudden, oh god, it would annoy you because you were in the chat room, but you weren't. Like that used to piss me off so bad. You're like, oh, it's a ghost. Yeah, I fixed the ghost in the chat room.
Uh-huh.
And if you didn't have a picture,
oh,
what was the rule? And you can't come to rule at a Sweet D Love show. You can't come to rule without identification.
Oh, man.
You came without identification, you get kicked out by 009 and a half.
Yes, those were the good old days. Okay, Jesus.
Yes. I know, you know what? And that's what Tristan got. Like, a lot of shows now, they will never get to find out how it is because everybody kind of keeps to themselves. There's a lot of us that started to kind of build that back up. Like, there's a show, like, me and my co-host, JoJo, we go over to this other show. Big Time Radio, a.k.a. Time to Shine. Like, we go
right,
over there
right.
and show love to them. They come and show love to us. It's like, slowly but surely, and then, I come peek over there on Saturdays. It's like, slowly but surely, getting that vibe again. But some of these other shows, they're like so, they're trying too hard to be famous instead of just having fun. Because the
enjoying.
Famous, like, people, the way I got became a featured show was just being myself. We could become a featured show by trying to do too much.
Tell me about it. And another thing, too, the, oh, goodness, the lobby show, just like you have a show. And it's like this. And you're still getting... And you're still getting, like, listenership and ratings? And how did you get a show? It don't even sound all that, oh, wait, it's a money thing. I'd answer my own question. I mean, it's really these days about, you know, getting the sponsorships and the dollars and how many the ratings. Oh, my God. If the ratings are even cut, like, not much, you affect my rates. I need these rates because I'm trying to get sponsorships. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, okay.
you can get sponsorship by not getting it. You can get sponsorship by having to do too much trying to appease certain people. And that's a lot of people didn't get that. Like, they still don't get that. Like, I go to some of the celebrity shows in here, and my show's way better than theirs. That's what scares me.
It is, and they're increasing, and it's like trying to get, I think the last time I even had a feature show was like maybe about 4 or 5 months ago. It is hard to try to get a feature show, even if you submit early, you know, to get your show featured. Man, ooh.
Yeah, it's like really, this is weird how they, it's like, man, I was glad not. When I became, because I remember Mother Knows was a show that was featured. That was a featured show, period. I remember I got
right.
that status. I remember Goofy used to give me a hard time. He started giving me a hard time when I first got that status. And he was like, oh, Steady's famous now.
Yeah, Miss Computer Lady stole my audience. That was the only one.
Yeah, he did say that. He did always say that. But you still in his audience. Like, what the heck?
I'm still in your audience. You got how many thousand people per day? I'm trying. If I get one fourth of that, I'm killing.
Right. He went. This. I mean, and this dude went to a whole other network. It still brought people over there. That's what was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow. Like, that's what you know that your show is popping. They would come to the new world to come listen with you. Your show is popping.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, whenever I get a chance, I would tune in, you know, whenever I could get a chance.
Yes, and fall asleep on the show.
Oh, God. I tried not to. And wait, I wasn't the only one. I was the main one, but I wasn't the only one, Miss Tasha, because I had to tell them because I can relate to you as far as, you know, the different time zones and everything. I would have to say, I apologize. I called a couple of times. I apologize, y'all. But it's a little difficult for us Eastern Standard Time Zone people to stay up because we're there to show love, but woo, it's hard.
He had a recording of her for a fall asleep, and he would play it every now and then.
I know it.
Like,
I know it. I know.
Like, she was in a deep slumber. Like, dang, man.
I remember that. Oh, my God.
He could have muted her at least. That was so wrong. He could have at least muted you.
Man. Lord have mercy. And every time Miss Tasha would call, Miss Tasha would call in, it's over for Goofy and everybody else and every other man in the chat room. Because we were like, okay, it's over. Because every time and this guy's, weird guy's coming, hello, how you doing? Oh, that's so hot, 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 hot.
Hello, hello, Sae. Hi, Tasha.
Oh, my God. City Yop.
It would be the truth. And,
oh,
oh,
you
period,
do so
periodically.
Cute.
Yep, and periodically. Let's see, there were times, let's see, you two were in the afternoon, if I remember that. When I say you two, you and DJ Smell So Good. And periodically,
yeah.
DJ Smell So Good would have a show at the city because he was
yeah,
was still up doing
God.
You know what.
Yes, and is Taki is I remember when Tasha was on his show co-hosting with him for a little bit. That was crazy. That was a crazy show.
Well, it was fun though. It was crazy.
That was awesome.
Fun. Yeah, and I'm like, okay, I can go to sleep now. I saw, no, y'all can't go to sleep. I gotta show y'all MF and blah 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 blah.
Yeah, especially it was a day where it was like, especially it was like a Friday when I didn't have class. Oh yeah,
okay.
I was listening to shows and calling in all day, sitting here, So yeah, man, it's just the show. Like, there's someone who's doing a good job of trying to bring that back. Catherine Waddle, she's doing a really good, like she has that BTR group. But people are still kind of, they're not really, you know, coming in numbers of
three
shows.
Us.
Yes,
right.
They're not us.
They're
exactly.
Not us,
put it straight up.
Exactly.
We didn't have to create a Facebook group. We just did it.
You know what?
Yeah.
That's an excellent idea. You know, I don't know who's going to create, but whoever it is, I'm on board. Let me on there. We'll show those people what BTR was really like.
Mm-hmm.
And we did shows because, you know, those different levels, you got to, you know, pay now to have a show. Before they implemented that, we were all doing the enterprise level. Whenever we felt like doing a show, we did one however many times we wanted to and did whatever we wanted to.
I'm sorry. Hold on. I'm cutting you off for a second. What?
Oh, that's fine.
Do you actually have to pay for a show now?
Yes, you got to pay to run it. Are you just going to be S-O-L?
Oh, shit. What the fuck is that? That's bullshit.
Who you tell?
Shoot.
Every month they see me that bill, I say the same thing. I'm like, damn it, I got to pay for the show.
Exactly.
Hold on.
And
so, okay, so how much does it cost to do a show or per month or whatever it is?
It's like, it depends on which package you go for. Like, it's like $40 a month for like the first one.
Right.
Get the fuck out. So that would cost me $50 Australian plus foreign fees plus this plus that.
Oh.
Yeah, I would not do that. No way.
Well, yeah, you can say that. Now that's just the lowest level. Now they have if you're doing it for the first time, you get a month free. You get to do 2-hour show per day for free for 30 days. Then after that, you gotta pay.
Oh,
now if you want a free show, right? If you want a free show, you only get 30 minutes. And believe me, it is not easy to do a show.
You get three tries on a switchboard.
I'm sure you
period.
All tried to do a 30-minute. Oh, my God.
Oh, I hate it. Three tracks on a switchboard, that means you already had, that means if you had an intro, that's taking up one. So now you got two left. You better not have no sound effects either, because that's going to take up another one. And then you had to squeeze in your music. Oh, it's like,
oh,
oh
my
no.
God.
Oh,
and one song is like 3.5 minutes long. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You had to, you just had to find a song or figure out a way to do it. And I figured out a way to do it where I would, like, do a test show, but they would have it where if you did a test show, you thought you could do, like, another show. Okay, I did the test show. No, they said that you couldn't do another show, but in order for you to do another show, you had to erase your test show that you had so you could do your show.
They started figuring it out. That's what
no
it was.
Way.
So
But you know what? That, I'm sorry, paying for it and all that bullshit, that just takes the fun out of calling
yes.
in, and that just takes the fun out of everything. You know what I mean? Like,
if you got some decent sponsors, it can level out. Or the revenue share, okay, revenue share is way better than it used to be. It used to be really slow, but revenue share has picked up. Like, it's, put it this way, I never had to worry about that fee. That money I got to pay a month for the show is always taken care of. So, yes. Thank God.
Yeah, if you pay yearly. I'm trying to get to that. Yeah, it's best to pay yearly. Now, that I found out. Now, the enterprise level, you got to have, let's see. You would have to have, I'll put it this way, Nike's publicity budget in order to do the enterprise level.
Yes. I don't know, like,
I'll put
man. That's why you start seeing all these celebrity shows come checking in.
Yes.
That's crazy. So, Seti,
yes,
you're paying right now to talk to me. That is so cool.
I feel so flattered. But it's still, Blog Talk is and Hinge is still paid back for it because that revenue sharing program allows it all to happen. So thank you, Blog Talk, for charging me, but then allow me to take that money and charge y'all right back.
Ooh.
So,
That's a private conversation. Yeah, that
Teddy's
going to have to call
and
let me know about.
That's one of those real conversations. Oh, but I'll tell you this though, Tasha. The whole entire interface is way better than it used to be. Way better. Like,
really?
They finally figured out how to set up the switchboard to where it makes freaking sense. It makes sense.
Yeah.
It's not all over the place.
Yeah.
I could literally run this entire show from my phone if I wanted to. I literally did one time to find out if I could. I ran the switchboard, talked on the phone, all that right from my phone. That's how good they fixed the switchboard and stuff now.
Yeah, it looks totally
professional
and everything. I just wish they would make that chat room more professional. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. It's outdated now. Like, come on, guys.
Yeah.
Outdated. It doesn't play nice to mobile devices, as I find out.
Yeah, and I'm like, if I'm going to pay for this, at least have it professional all the way around, so it would be worth the payment, even
I'm
at the lower
it.
Level.
That's right.
Oh, they can do that.
Level,
I mean,
they're
not really doing nothing. I won't say, because that new mobile player is everything. Because when they made that mobile player, it made it so easy if you listen to the show in other places.
Yeah, because at first
I'll
that
give
mobile
them that.
Player, right, that first, because that mobile player first, it was like, ugh. It's like you got to be on the laptop. I remember that, ooh. But I haven't checked it out lately. I got to check it out.
Oh, yeah, it is on point. It plays very nice. So, yeah, I mean, that, I like that. And then, I don't know, I just like, they got that chat, they fixed the chat room. It is over. Like, the chat room is going to be packed. That's why the chat, no one really likes going to the chat room. That's why I don't even, like, really open it. because it gets annoying how slow that chat room is.
Yeah,
but at least
that's
the old
one
when you become a clone.
Right. And the only thing is that, like, you know, all those emokins, whatever they're called. You know,
emojis, where they ever change the name every 5 minutes as it's called.
Yeah. Right, right. You can't do it with that, what they call an updated chat room plugin or whatever. You can't do it. You got to launch on the other one in order to do what you want to do. I'm like, well, shoot, just integrate the old one into what you got and leave that flash chat one as an option if you want to do it. I think that would be better.
Right. Switch, make it to work, make it HTML5. Like, what is so hard about doing that? Just make it hard to make it HTML5 the same way you did the player. Everything would
right.
be just fine. You just make it HTML5. This flash chat, obviously, can't
yeah.
use a chat room because they use a mobile device. Guess what? Damn, they're not going to be able to use flash chat. Duh.
Exactly.
But, yeah.
Exactly.
All right, so y'all, I'm getting ready to come to a close.
Yes.
Because I got to go put in work at the gym. I've been
okay.
doing good. And I'm starting
all
to look,
right.
you know, oh, looking nice. You know, I'm looking nice. I walked by the mirror today. I had to walk back by it again because I was like, who is that? Ow!
Oh, you know. Well, you know,
you're so
did you
kiss the mirror?
I stopped myself from kissing it, but I kissed my muscles, so I said, two tickets to the gun.
Oh, my God. There you go. Well, since you're getting ready to end the show, let me go ahead and say bye. Thank you very much. And Mrs. Tasha, I should say, I love you, lady, and you take care.
I love you, too. Thank you, and you, too, darling.
Thank you. You're welcome. And Seti, thank you so much. Excellent show and an excellent down memory lane.
Yes, I'm glad you called in. I was like,
yes.
I got a sneaker with somebody. Someone has to call in. It just surprised the crap out of her. And yes, a fellow diva is more suitable. Someone in the trilateral commission.
Yes. Yeah, we got three members of the trilateral commission coming to England. Yeah, you, me, and this Tasha. Yay!
Yay! That was our first start graphics, too. That was a crappy band I first started. The very first one was really bad. I look back at that now and say, well, I'm going to do a graphic like that? What the heck? But, yes, people, we get ready to roll out. You know how to find the show. You miss it. blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ, letter J. Tomorrow's, you know, every we do shows every Monday through Thursday. Thursday's show is Real Swill Radio. Tune into that. That's where it's basically a reality show. And you have myself as a co-host. The main host is my sister. Another co-host is my little brother and one of our great friends. And so you get to see, we call it the most ratchet radio show in the world, period, because it's really, really ratchet. And we have a segment called Pocket Change. Tune into Pocket Change tomorrow because Pocket Change is where we get letters from different people or from all over, and they ask us for advice. And when you hear our answers, like, we do not hold back. We give you pure, unadulterated answers. We're not going to hold it back. We're not going to hold your hand. We're going to tell you like it is. It might hurt your feelings. So, yeah, there you go.
Oh, my God.
Right.
I have to be on one of those shows because I want to answer one of those letters.
Oh, Lord, no. No, like, some of these letters, it sounds like a Jerry Springer show waiting to happen. Like, what was the
God,
one?
That's awesome. Oh, my God.
It's always somebody about someone join the show, have a side piece or something. It's like, what the heck? Like, we always make this disclaimer where we say, I'm not going to teach you how to cheat, my friend. Like, you called it, you said led to the wrong show, you think you're going to get that kind of answer. So, yeah, that's because people the heck out, like, be a ratchet, you over there doing your dirt, we going to cuss you out.
Oh, my.
So, yeah.
Well.
We call you a slut, thot.
That's funny.
Wherever it needs to be said. Everything you do, no matter what you do, remember, where there's a J or where there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tuned the episode of Life It Does Live. We out. Peace.
Peace out. Hey.